You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
What we now expect after the acute medical phase, that there will be a wave of psychosocial challenges due to the lockdown and the extreme measures that people are living under right now, and that can actually trigger feelings of anxiety, depression feelings, but also acute sense of loneliness, feeling alone on the world, and acute stress disorder.
What do you base this on?
Well, we see that actually looking at the existing scientific literature, looking back towards other similar situations like SARS outbreak, but also the very large influenza outbreak, and also similar situations like terrorist attacks, for instance, we see this common second wave of psychosocial challenges following the acute medical phase. And we base ourselves on the existing scientific literature to try to target people at risk so we can check out what type of support they will need and how we will need to offer that support to those risk populations.
And have you got any evidence of any psychological, social damage already being done due to the coronavirus in other countries, perhaps?
Yeah, we have already using every feedback that comes towards us from China. And then, of course, looking back at what we know from existing literature, we see like that there is a risk ranging from 40 to 70%, which is very high. If we look at the numbers of China, there was 50% of the population who had increased psychological symptoms, which is also very high. But what is reassuring is that then after that acute psychosocial phase, we know in the long run that it will be about 10%, max 20% who will have psychosocial challenges long term. So what we know is that when we offer psychosocial support, that we can really help this population, and that it's really necessary to do so now in order to reduce the risk and in order to reduce the population at risk.
So could you, in short, perhaps describe what that particular epidemic will consist of and who are the groups most at risk?
And first, symptoms will be symptoms that we associate with what we call acute stress disorder. That will be feeling anxious, anxiety, wanting to avoid certain situations, feelings of being overwhelmed, not being able to cope, to actually control this worry and anxiety within, but also feelings of depression, of social withdrawal actually in people, and then, of course, shortness of breath, pressure on the chest. Those are very normal, very common symptoms that we expect people to suffer from. To go further and try to describe the groups at risk, of course, we are at first looking towards everyone who is confronted with intensive care units, service, patients, but also family of patients, including the ones we had to say goodbye to. And then, of course, people who are working in care and well-being facilities who are in the front lines, they are at an increased risk. But also everyone who fears the COVID-19 infection, and that's quite a large group of people. And then what is also very important are parents with young children, because they are not able to go at school. And so people need to combine household, taking care of kids and working remotely. Young people, single people with no or a few social contacts. That's also a very big risk group. And then in order to target also organizations, people who worry about their job or their income, financial insecurities, just that also science tells us that that can include a high risk of suffering from psychosocial challenges.
And your call is to start preparing for this wave now, because it's going to happen within the next 3 to 6 months.
Absolutely. It's going to drop within the next couple of weeks. And then there can be a delayed response, a delayed onset of these complaints up to 3 to 6 months after the pandemic. So that's what science tells us. So we need to keep our heads up in order to connect people with good quality psychosocial care. And of course, we need to prepare the psychosocial care, because there are some new elements that we need to take into account. One is we need to offer remote psychosocial care, but we need to bear in mind that not everyone has a computer, not everyone is online. So we need to think, how can we offer it blended? If we offer it to people, we need to take into account that it needs to be as trustworthy as possible. So we need to bring it as close to the people as possible in something that feels already very familiar for them. So there are some new questions that we need to use in order to translate our current psychosocial offering into something that is COVID adapted. And that's something we need to do now in order that we can prepare for that wave of psychosocial challenges within the next couple of weeks.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.